Mark chapter 10. The only thing worse than being blind is having sight but not vision. Today's culture, like those around Bartimaeus, does not encourage us to go to Jesus. Today's chapter ends with the stubborn cry of a man whose eyes do not see but his ears heard of Jesus and knew it was the moment he waited for all his life. Perhaps he struggled with his own shyness, with the inner voices that, just like the external ones, told him to shut up. None of those voices could silence him. On the contrary, he cried out all the more. Many rebuked him and told him to be quiet, but he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." So they called to the blind man, "Cheer up, on your feet, he's calling you." Throwing his cloak aside, he jumped up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "Rabbi, my master, let me regain my sight." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith and trust in my power has made you well." Immediately, he regained his sight and began following Jesus on the road. With sight now that he realizes that he can follow Jesus, and by following him, he certainly sees the needs of others, of those who suffer from other diseases, of those who mourn, of those who suffer from loneliness, and of those who are hungry. Increase my vision and keep me from being blind and not seeing those who need you. A vision is not just a picture of what could be. It is an appeal to our better selves, a call to become something more.